Welcome to the Franchise Fantasy Podcast.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on.
Champions League, what's up? It's the franchise. It's the podcast. We're back. We're actually halfway through the season now. We're past the halfway point, so we're going to do a few things on this pod. Unfortunately, no guest. We're still, you know, struggling out there. Lawyers, you know, can't talk about it too much, but there's rumors next week we have somebody lined up. But for today, we're going to go through headlines from last week. Quick hitters for this week. We had a pretty good Thursday night game with a lot of points, so we'll go through that a little bit. I'm going to give out my mid-season awards to the best fantasy players. And at the end, we're going to end with France ranks. We're going to go through a few things. And then last, stick around for our favorite segment and maybe a new sponsor. And then Corman will give us his best and worst of the week. All right. Like I said, halfway point, we're through it. I finally got a win. These are my three headlines from last week. I finally got a win. I'm 1-6. I think the storyline there is, although I still stink, Butthole's also 1-6. And somehow he has 99 more points than me and has the same record as me. Sorry, groans. Next, I think the other storyline is the fact that we have 3 6-1 teams. That's crazy. I'm not sure we've ever had that many teams that are pretty much, I would say, clinched to the playoffs in week 8. It would take a pretty total collapse on any other, you know, to not make it. And then the other part of that is there's 6 teams at 4-3 or 3-4. So there's kind of the top 3, the bottom 3, and then the middle's still kind of working itself out. I do think there's a clear worst team of that middle, which is Henry's. He's second to last in points, and 3-4. So Hank's with a little more luck than Groans, and that's pretty common. Sorry, Groans. Quick hitters for this week. You can go through some matchups and look at the Thursday night games. I actually had a real nice Thursday night. Evans only had 10. Oh, he had 11. But I got 15 from Dalton Kincaid, who I picked up 6 hours ago. Playing Nat. Nat needs it. Maybe I can get 2 wins here, though. I think the biggest question with Nat is Purdy playing? He doesn't have a second quarterback. That could get ugly quick on that the waiver wire. I know some people were shopping quarterbacks, so we'll watch that. But that's not the most entertaining matchup, but because I had a good Thursday, it might actually be close. Next, Kumar versus Groans. Neither of them had anyone tonight. I think the 2 storylines to look for in that is Groans doesn't have a flex right now. He was kind of just talking about it in the chat. He definitely should have played Gabe Davis, who had a big night. But that's how it goes. And then next, he was shopping Tua this morning. To Kumar, one of the guys interested. I doubt Kumar would be serious about giving him anyone. But we'll watch that to see if Tua's on the move before this week. Next matchup, Garber versus Hanks. Let's see, did they have anybody tonight? Yeah, Garber had 6 points from somebody. Let's see who. Which actually made his projections go down a little bit. Just kicker, Bass. No big deal. I think Henry's probably in trouble there. Dirk versus Tyler. Dirk really needs to stop the slide. When I had him on, like we talked about last week, he predicted his team was kind of playing above their head. They've lost 3 of 4, so he was kind of right. He did play Baker tonight over Joe Burrow, which Baker had 23. It's not bad, but that's interesting that a Bengals guy is so out on Joe Burrow. It's kind of sad to see that they've already given up on a local kid, you know, a kid that, you know, he's a go-getter. We're sticking with you, Joe, but it seems like Bengals fans have already moved on. Dirk got 11.5 from Diggs, and he played Buffalo's defense for 6. So, okay, Thursday night. His projection actually went up. But he's got his work cut out against Tyler, who had nobody. And then next, I mean, we have Corman and who is he playing? Dylan. Probably, neither of them had anyone tonight. Probably the matchup of the week in the sense that the projections the closest, and I think this is a turning point for both who I think are in that 5-6 seed range. And Corman's team's kind of catching its stride, unfortunately. All right, and then the last matchup of the week is Ekmanity, who had a big night from Allen, and Rashad White, who had 14 against Marta, who only got 7 from Cook. This is kind of Marta's breaking point right here. I'm going to be honest. He's 2-5. If he loses this game, which, I mean, he's going to. I mean, I'm going to retire. I will retire from this gig if Marta wins this game. But this is the breaking point. If Marta's going to, you know, one, he's the type of guy that checks out of this league. When I'm bad, let it be known. I stay in this league. I stay active. If Marta loses this game, we won't hear from him for months. You know, kind of like the way he treats his family. Just, you know, we'll hear from him maybe every 3, 4, or 5 months. He'll check in here and there, you know, come visit on the holidays type thing. But if he somehow beats Ekmanity, I will give this up. Man of my word. All right, that's kind of the matchups. Let's go through the midseason awards. I think the MVP of the fantasy league season so far is Tyreek Hill. He's overall the fourth most points. Kumar owns him. Everybody around him is a quarterback. I'm not sure how much he paid for him. I mean, he paid a lot for him, but, you know, I think you're expecting him to be wide receiver 5, and, you know, he's player 4, so good play by Kumar there. Rookie of the year, you got to go Puka. Dylan, good move by him. He's wide receiver 7 as a rookie. I will give a shout-out. I think Sam Laporta, the tight end from the Lions, who Garber has, he's tight end 3 right now. I think he deserves a shout out because I don't see tight ends, you know, top 5 all that often. Although Kincaid, who I played tonight, is also a rookie. So there's some talented rookies, but yeah, we're going to give Laporta a shout out too. Best defense is Dallas, which Ekmanity owns. He definitely had some kind of insight scouting down there in the Big D. Special teams, it's Dustin Hopkins, the Brown. Corman picked him up. He's the number one kicker right now. He's got 7 from 50 plus. The Browns have a better kicker than the Bengals. What can I say? The comeback player of the year, I think it's got to be Adam Thielen so far. He's wide receiver 6. Let's look it up. I feel like at least 2 teams have owned him so far this year. Maybe 3. Let's look it up. Let's look how many people have owned Adam Thielen. I mean, Corman was like making fun of him like 2 weeks ago. So he has been owned by Tyler added him and has kept him the whole time. He added him September 27th at 4:08 a.m. for $11. Oh, I guess that's just what I went through. Good move, Ty. All right. I think the worst loss, this is just kind of a shameless plug, is definitely Nick Chubb, $64, done in week 2. No doubt about it. He's the only first rounder that's been done. Saquon and Justin Jefferson are both missing 4 games. I'll give them nods, but they also played a few more before going to that list. Coach of the year, Nat was projected preseason at 3-11. He's already 3-4. I think he's, you know, a good motivator in the locker room. He's doing more with less. I think GM of the year, Garber was projected 11-3. He's 6-1. I mean, he's a good drafter. What can you say? He's the best front office in the league. Just a little note. Corman was also projected at 11-3 and 4-3. So do the math there. One last fantasy note before we move on to some France ranks. Interesting stat is Brett Maher, who was my kicker, is number 2 in fantasy points by a kicker behind Dustin Hopkins. He was cut by the Rams this week. So just goes to show you the fantasy is not always real life, but in Champions League it is. All right. little segment, France Ranks. Go through a few things, see what you guys think. All right, first we're going to go with my top three Halloween candy. We're going number three, we're going to go Kit Kat. Just, I like the crunch. Now, the little packet's not enough. The like 8 wide one feels like too much. So the move is get like 4 of the little packets. It might end up being the same amount of chocolate, but it feels better for some reason. 2, we're gonna go Starburst. I debated Skittles and Starburst here because I just didn't want to stick with all chocolate type things. You know, when you've had a ton of chocolate, you need that mix it up. And I'm gonna go Starburst with the nod over Skittles. And number 1, I think it's a no-brainer. It's orange, so it just goes well with the season. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I mean, it's just classic, iconic peanut butter. It's unbelievable. All right, worst 3. We'll go third worst is Smarties. I like Smarties. But here's the problem. You get too many of them. One every once in a while is fine. It's fine. You know, a little sugar kick. But when you look at that bag and it's just like 50% Smarties, it's like a joke. And that's what I'm kind of doing with these worst. Of course, there's like, you could say like, when they give you not candy, but like this has to be candy and it has to be stuff you actually got, not just like random, like one person gives you taffy, like that doesn't count. So number 2, I'm going to go Almond Joy. I wanted a chocolate based thing in here. I just think it's the worst of them. I just don't even like looking at the blue and white package. And then the worst, same thing. I wanted to go with something you actually do get, and it's Tootsie Rolls. Now, it's the chocolate one, or the chocolate adjacent. I don't even know what the hell that is. But the green, the lemon, those ones are okay. Like, occasionally I like those. But the classic Tootsie Roll, I don't know how it got such a big showcase in our culture, because it stinks. It's terrible. So that's our Halloween stuff. I am dressing up this weekend. Look for that on the socials. All right. Next, we're going to rank the best NFL studio desks. The best is Amazon's right now. Fitzy, Sherman, Whitworth, Clarissa Thompson, Tony Gonzalez. I like, they're a little looser. I like that they're at the stadium. I also like it's players that played in our era, not guys that my dad, you know, watched. So Amazon's is definitely the best. It's just good production. Second, which is funny because although Al Michaels is a legend, his excitement is not there anymore. And Herbie's been really good, but I would give Al Michaels next year as a swan song. One more. That's it. That is it. And that's being generous because he's a legend. All right, second, I'm going to go NFL and Fox. I know I just made fun of the old guys, but I do Terry and Howie for old guys. I don't know. They're classics. It feels like, you know, Thanksgiving with those guys. The Cowboys are about to play. And Strahan's really good. Gronk's on there now. Kurt Menefee does a good job. So Sunday morning, I go NFL Fox. Third, I'm going to go Football Night in America. I actually don't love the lineup is fine. Florio, whatever, and a little rat. Dungy, Harrison's okay, and then Maria Taylor's fine. Their production's really good, and I just like the music. It's a crisp look to it, so they get the nod because a lot of that stuff. And they're doing highlights, so that's just kind of, to wrap up the day, they kind of get the benefit of that, as the other ones don't. They have to fill a little more time. So, but I'm gonna put them 3. 4, I feel like this is the biggest upset. I'm going to go CBS. Sims, Cower, Gumbly. I rarely watch, but when you do turn it on, it's kind of classic. It's kind of a throwback. And then the worst, I do think it's ESPN's Monday Night Football. RG3 is actually not bad. I kind of like him on Twitter. He's been good. Shefty's okay. I don't like the guy, but like you get Shefty on there at least. But it's been a revolving door, you know, Steve Young for years, and then Moss, blah, blah, blah. Fitzy just took his shirt off in Buffalo. So yeah, ESPN's is the worst. All right, let's go with... All right, because Kumar is just getting swole right now, we're going to go with our the best selectorized equipment. So my or my favorite. So what that selectorized, for those who don't know, is like not plate loaded, not ellipticals, blah, blah, blah. Because that's too easy. You would just go with one of those, like, you know, one of those racks that has everything. Like, that's an easy answer. So here's my three favorite. Leg press, which is like the one where you're pushing your own weight up. It's a little safer than the old school plate loaded ones. It's smooth. I really like the leg press that they offer. When I say they, it's Matrix. That's who we bought from recently. I love the tricep extension. Just a popular one for me. I kind of hit it every day. And then last, the seated row. You just can't beat it. I like it gets the nod over like the chest press and stuff like that. So there you go. If you want my advice. And then last, the five best horror movies. I couldn't just go three on this. Here's my favorites. We're going to start with five, which is a tie. So I guess it's six. 28 Days Later and Get Out. That's five. Love both of them. Classics. Four is going to be The Sixth Sense. Same thing, a classic. I just could not leave it off. It's too good. The first time I watched it, you know, the twist was just so good. Obviously, rewatching is not as fun, but really good and fun. A fun one to introduce. Like, the girl that works with me, she's like 24, my assistant, and she had never seen it, so I told her to watch it. So it's just kind of fun. Like, she didn't know the twist, you know. Three, The Others, Nicole Kidman. That's probably the one on here that everyone's like, I don't know, I've never seen it, or I, you know, no, it's okay. Love that one. Same thing, good twist. And then we're going to go to Halloween classic, Michael Myers. Love the music. It's really the only one on this list that I make sure I watch in October every year. It's kind of short, it's quick, it's perfect. And then number one's The Shining. I mean, it's just all time. Jack, I read the book, you know, when I was like 13. Love that. Love the movie. It's a heavy rewatch, but I'll pop in for a scene or two and then pop out. And big fan. All right, guys, I'm going to kick it to our sponsor, and then you're going to hear from Corman.
The Franchise Fantasy Podcast is proud to bring you a new sponsorship. There's been a lot of talk about fitness and health in the Discord, and after years of alcohol sponsorships, we felt it was time to change it up, especially after the debacle with the previous sponsor. That's why we have partnered with Joby's. All natural bee pollen from bees in British Columbia. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, proteins, it's food. Not a chemical cooked up in a lab, just bee pollen in a vegetable capsule. Immune boost, energy boost, sleep better, vitality. It's not a miracle drug. Give it a week or so. Two golden capsules either in the morning with breakfast or before bed. Fill in the gaps in your diet. Joe B's, feel better, be better. And right now, Joe is offering a 6-month supply for only $99, and you get a 7-month free shipping and a money back guarantee. You can call Joe himself, talk to him. He's happy to hear from you. And for a short time, if you use promo code FFP, you get an 8th month free. It's Joe B's.
Joby's for me, Joby's for everyone, take Joby's.
And now for this week's Joby's Fantasy Buzz, where I give the three best and worst moves of the week. Let's start with the worst. At number three, the Naturals, with Amari Cooper getting 4 points while Jonathan Taylor got 19 on his bench. In the end, it wouldn't have mattered, but it would have made Monday night a lot more exciting. At number two, the Butthole, with Gabe Davis and 1.1 points. And at number one, Kumarius playing Sam Howell at quarterback and getting 9.4 points. Sam Howell. And the three best moves of the week. At number three, the Paper Champ Ekmanity rolling with a game day pickup of Daryl Henderson getting 13 points in his flex. At number two, the Commanders picking up Dustin Hopkins on Sunday morning and getting 22 points at kicker. And at number one, Deontay Foreman, 31.5 points, while Garber rolls again. And your bonus buzz of the week, people have been calling Ekmanity a paper champ this season. He's been putting up the points, but I don't think it's sustainable. And here's why. Touchdowns, touchdowns, touchdowns. Let's look at his team. You have Travis Etienne with 7 touchdowns, on pace for 20. The yards per carry, the efficiency stats aren't there, except for the touchdowns. Can that continue? I think the passing game for the Jaguars has to wake up, and Ekmanity's production from Etienne has to go down. Same thing with Raheem Mostert. He's either 1 or 2 in fantasy running back points. He has 9 rushing touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, but it's only a matter of time before the Mostert injury bug hits. And if that's the case, Ekmanity is pretty thin on the bench. Doesn't really have a backup running back. Rashad White, not producing. Look at his bench overall. KJ Osborne is his number two receiver. DK Metcalf will come back. Okay, so then it's KJ Osborne in the flex. I'm not sure that this is sustainable. I think the league agrees. I think that's why so many people are calling him the paper champ. It's just what he's become known by. And the thing with fantasy, you can't really get ahead by stealing signals, cheating, spying, the type of tactics that you expect from a Wolverine fan, a Michigan man. And so I think you're going to see a decline from the Ekmanity. The points are impressive, but some people are calling him a paper champ. And I think there is enough to back up that those people might be right. Well, that was your extra fantasy buzz of the week. Good luck, everybody, this week. And let's have an exciting week 8.